Welcome to Second Take.
Trent, oh, never mind.
Not on the script anymore.
We're just not scripted.
Yep.
Banquet went well.
Yep, great. Okay. We won't even go into that, but
we don't need to.
Went well. Had a lot of compliments about that.
Yeah.
We did good.
Okay.
McDonald's. Going to see the Minecraft movie today.
Food review.
All right.
The toy. I feel like.
Let's unbox a toy first.
Oh, they're both nuggets.
Oh. Wait, maybe the Big Mac's in the.
It's nuggets.
Let's get three nuggets.
Three nuggets.
Okay. That was.
We're good.
We're good.
Okay, the toy. Everyone talked about. Oh, mine's got some weight to it. This could be Grimace.
This one's kind of light. Okay. Do we want to box it now?
Yep, let's do it.
Let me eat a fry first. Good as always. Good.
Okay.
Okay, this kind of. Oh. Oh. Oh.
It's a chest.
Yo! Let's freaking go. Grimace. Okay, wait, what did I get?
Yo, what is this?
Oh!
A little helmet? Tough. That's. Yo, this is.
Does it
tough. Fit on?
Oh, wait, hold up. No. Wait.
Wow.
Let's read the cards. Forging from the iconic French fry box, this enhanced helmet is armored to protect you from friends stealing your last fry.
Emerging from the depths of a purple shake, this magical Grimace mob gets its shape from the most coveted egg of them all. Fantastic.
Wow. Grimace and...
Grimace is a rare pull, I'm pretty sure.
I think this one... I've never seen this one before, but...
People talk about the Grimace. I don't really
know. The Grimace one's apparently...
Rare.
The one everybody wants. But... I think the fry one's pretty good, too.
Yep.
It's not just a block.
Yeah, the cheeseburger one was an L.
Yeah. A little eating.
Yep.
Some light eating.
What could we go into while we're eating?
I don't know.
Minecraft movie?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Chicken Jackie. I'm going to go see it.
Going on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Very excited.
I don't know what to talk about right now.
We could talk about the banquet.
Okay.
Yeah, so the practice, we practiced all week.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly Thursday, though.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys don't know, we were asked to be on the Trinity Growing a Miracle Banquet.
Yep.
Perform a little skit for the people.
Yep.
It went well, I think.
Yeah, I think it went great. No complaints.
Hi, Mr. Mueller. We know you're now a watcher, listener.
Yeah. We won't slander anybody today, probably. We'll see. I don't know. I thought it went well.
Yep, everyone that cheered for Auburn, Kenna McCain, Reagan, Emmy, Levi, Maddie, Luke, everyone except me and Michael.
Really?
Yep. Me and Mikey were the only Florida fans.
Was Luke rooting for
Auburn?
Auburn? Huh. The only reason I was rooting for Auburn is because if they would have won and Houston wins at all, then I could have won the bracket. But I can still get like top three, pretty sure.
I don't think I will, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that.
About the brackets?
Mm-hmm. Now it's down to Toph and Caden McCurdy.
Yep. Gavin's out. I'm out. Ben's out.
Nolan's out.
Mm-hmm. So does Toph have Duke?
Caden has Houston.
I thought Toph had KU. I thought someone in our bracket had KU winning the whole thing.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. There's always somebody. I know Landon did.
Hale?
Yeah. The one in our grade? Yeah.
Roar.
Yeah. I forgot his last name. No offense, Landon. Love you. He's not listening. I'll tell him, though. Personal finance.
This is a great podcast. Great start.
Great start to a podcast. Just eating. Couldn't be better.
Fries are great. Lusciously salted.
Yeah. That's the one thing. Is like McDonald's, usually pretty consistent on their salt.
Bronze?
Yeah, it is or not.
You're either getting enough salt that you would like float like the Dead Sea, or you're getting nothing.
Yeah. It's the same.
That's more like a dad joke.
Yeah. Oof. I know that. What was I going to say? Like Chick-fil-A or whatever, it's like sometimes they're salted really good, and then some workers literally just put like a drop of salt on it. Like these workers need, like there needed to be a training on how to put salt on fries.
It's dispense. More name dropping.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying he doesn't put enough salt on it?
Yep, it's probably his fault.
Yeah. Okay, there's the slander.
All right.
Well.
Time to start.
Did you already eat all your nuggets?
Yeah. Worked all day.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty hungry.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I didn't do anything. I went to church.
Hey, valid. I went to church and then worked. You know. Just what happens when so what happens when it rains and it's snowing on yesterday, you know?
Frustrated. It was snowed?
Mm-hmm.
Did it actually?
Mm-hmm.
When did it snow?
Snowed roughly like late morning. This better fit.
I fell asleep on the couch last night.
Same.
I was just chilling there, and I woke up to go to church. I woke up, heard the garage door open, and texted my dad. I was like, because I knew what he was doing. He was going to Quick Trip. I was like, can you give me a drink? And then he was like surprised that I was awake. But I would have had no clue if I was in my room.
We're working on a new logo.
We're working on some stuff, yeah.
Yeah. I think the new logo concept is very cool.
Y'all haven't seen it.
Uh-uh.
We had that one. I think it's cool.
But I think we got to scrap it.
Yeah.
I think the new one's tougher.
Definitely. We're playing with it. We'll keep it. This will be around.
Oh, for sure.
It's not going away.
It's not going away. Mm-mm. Final four?
Yeah. We'll just start the girls game.
Yeah, because that was Thursday night or Friday night? Friday night.
Oh, the girls final four?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
UCLA, UConn, and South Carolina and Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So the South Carolina-Texas game, I watched maybe a few minutes of that. It's kind of a blowout. It felt like South Carolina chat, they had control.
In the game, 74-57.
Oh, that's what I thought.
It was a blowout.
And the UConn game, that was even worse.
Yeah. UConn just dominated. And then I guess the Texas game was in South Carolina.
It was semi-close.
It was close. The first half was close, but South Carolina just pulled away entirely.
And then national championship today happened at 2, I believe.
What a terrible time.
Dude. I mean, that's the hard thing. Like, I'll be honest about, like, women's sports is, like, they're on at the most odd times. Like, yeah. They're just kind of, like, filler. Yeah. Like, it's just, like, unfortunate. Like, LeBron, I was heard him complaining that the opening NFL week one is the same, like, in, like, game 5 or whatever. I don't think the WNBA plays the game 7. I think it's just game 5.
Mm-hmm.
But the NBA, the WNBA finals, like, it's right on those days. So, like,
they need to switch their stuff up.
I know. It's bad. Like, who? It's Sunday at 2 for a national championship? Like, 7 or 8? Like,
it just sucks.
But, yeah, UConn just killed them.
Where did they come from? They just, like, all of a sudden were just insane.
UConn's a historically good program.
Yeah, but, like, I'm just saying in general. Like, they were...
I mean, they've always been good. They lost to Caitlin Clark last year.
Yeah.
Which I think is just unfortunate that you live in the Caitlin Clark era. Like...
I mean...
In the Dawn Staley era.
If they go and win it next year... I mean, they won it twice with 2 years in a row with the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year with the girls.
I mean, they have a kind of a chance. I mean, they're losing. I don't know. I don't know the roster that well. I just know they're losing Paige Beckers.
Yeah. You think?
The team's really good, though.
The girls, K-State girls, are going to get better? Or, like, even better?
No. They lose Aoka Lee. They lose Serena Sundell. And then there's been 3 pretty big portal hits. They lost Zianna Walker. I think she went to Heights, Wichita Heights. And they lost Maupin. I don't know where she's from. And then they lost one of the Glenn twins is leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one just graduated, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, girls, K-State basketball might be on the tank.
Yeah. I thought they had a chance against USC. I mean, they did. They were close. They
played close. But UConn would have just...
They would have demolished them.
Oh.
It would have been terrible.
I wouldn't want to see that. So, I mean, that would have just hurt.
It's better for them to lose USC in that way than to play UConn.
That would have been 40.
Probably. Because the only reason USC, or they were in that game, is because USC's star player got hurt.
Juju Watkins, yeah. All right.
You want to go into guys? Or?
Yep, guys, Final Four.
Okay.
So we had Florida, Auburn, and Houston, Duke.
Both good games, like close games.
We'll start with Florida, Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
Really good game, to be honest. Auburn took an 8-point lead, I think, into halftime, I believe. Is it 46-38 at half?
Yep.
And, yeah, it's just Florida's kind of been the team of comebacks this year.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't too much of a
comeback. But the Tech game, like.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all just kind of adding up. And, I mean, the score doesn't reflect how much they kind of ran away with it in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, the very end, I mean, Auburn was shooting terribly, honestly. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't show at all. I think that's just been part of Auburn's problem. Like, they're 28% from 3, which, I mean...
Unc had to retire, bro. Chad Baker-Mazzara. Update that LinkedIn, buddy. 25 years old playing college basketball.
It's crazy.
Oldest team in the college basketball right now. Average age of 22 years old.
Yeah, that's kind of insane. It was a good game.
Really good game. I think we learned that Walter Clayton Jr. should deserve...
There's a motion at your front door.
That's a great, great picture. But he deserves most outstanding player. I don't know if they do like most valuable. I think they do most outstanding for the tournament. But he deserves that 100%.
Yeah, for sure.
He's insane. He reminds me of Steph Curry.
Yeah.
A little bit of Derrick Rose, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go into the Houston...
Houston game?
Yeah, the Houston-Duke game. Duke, what are we doing?
I mean, Cooper Flagg.
I don't want Cooper Flagg slander ever.
I'm not slandering him. He played good. But he did not finish good. You know what I'm saying?
Like the whole team didn't finish good. Yeah. Dude.
But at the very end, I mean, there was some bad... Cooper Flagg had some bad misses at the very end. And they had bad free throw misses, too. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I think Houston's just more physical. I think Duke was up from, like...
From the rip, dude.
They
didn't trail since... Or they didn't...
Houston was winning.
Or the last time Houston was leading was 6-5.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yep. 6-5. And they go and win that.
Yeah. And that was the end of their leading until the very end when they just came out of nowhere and took the lead.
I mean, that was crazy. I mean, you got 2 minutes left. Duke is up 7.
How many points did they score? They scored.
It was like 11.
In like 15 seconds or something like that.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Houston shot worse than them.
Uh-huh.
More turnovers. They just out-rebounded them, and their defense is what won them the game.
Yeah, 100%. I think... I thought they were going to win. I didn't want Duke to win. I thought they were going to.
I did too. I just kind of like just didn't really kind of like stopped watching a little bit, to be honest.
Oh, this is crazy. Cooper Flagg. Is that his points? I'm trying to see. Oh, is that voting? I don't know what this is.
What?
This?
He won the Wooden Award.
Yeah.
Okay, so at one point, with 8 minutes left in the second half, Duke is up 14. They're up 59-45. Duke had a 98.5% chance to win the game at that point.
They had a 92.7% chance with 1 minute and 26 seconds left. Now, when watching it, you knew Houston had a chance.
Yeah.
But, like, based on this stuff, that's what they said. But
this is crazy to me. So, our matchup for the national championship is Florida versus Houston. Mm-hmm. Houston, obviously, being a tough defensive team. Florida, they're just an all-around good team.
Yeah.
With playmakers. Like, you got Walter Clayton Jr., you got the white centers.
Yeah. Florida is...
Florida's favored by 1.5.
But...
I don't know. I want Florida. I mean,
what does that mean?
What's up? Their matchup.
It's like their odds that they run. The analytics odds. But the analytics odds, ESPN's analytics, have Houston with a 65% chance to win.
Yeah.
But the Vegas says otherwise.
I mean, we'll see what happens. It's going to be a tight game. I think it'll be very similar to the Houston-Duke game, honestly. It might be less scoring than that game.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a feeling that Houston could really run away with it.
They could.
Like, I don't see... Like, I see if Florida wins it, it's a tight game the whole way. Mm-hmm. But if Houston has the chance to run away with it.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, if Houston's going to win it, they're going to win it by, like, 12.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. I hope I can make it to the watch thing. Mm-hmm. Got work.
7:50 game starts.
I should be able to make it.
Yeah. It'll be a good game. It'll be fun.
Oh, yeah, it'll be fun. At the Alamo Dome, the Alamo Bowl, whatever. I don't really know what else to.
Let's chat GPT something up.
What? What'd you say?
You don't know what else to say.
No, I haven't. Nope, we're doing the top five.
Okay. Blind top five.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mine is food related. Give me 1 second to search this up. Here we go. Okay, we are doing blindly rank these top five McDonald's menu items.
Okay.
Number one, the Big Mac.
I haven't really had that many Big Macs, honestly.
I mean, I'm a big quarter. I'm more of a quarter pounder.
But I'll put it at three.
Okay, Big Mac at three. Okay. We'll go quarter pounder at for number two. The quarter pounder, that goes one.
Give me one for quarter pounder.
Number five, the McFlurry. Or I'm just reading off this.
Okay. The McFlurry?
Mm-hmm.
That's where you would put it?
No, I'm reading the list of five items.
McFlurry? I think I could put that at two. I like the McFlurry.
Mm-hmm. French fries.
Gosh, dang it. This is so cooked. I thought it was like going to be specific foods, like meals. Okay. Four.
And the McChicken.
Five. I mean, I think the McChicken's fine at five.
Mm-hmm. So you went quarter pounder, McFlurry, Big Mac,
fries,
McChicken.
McChicken. Okay, I think this is what my actual list would be. Fries one.
Wow.
I think their fries is the best part about them. I don't know.
I love burgers.
I do love burgers, but I just like their burgers. I like their burgers. I don't like their burgers that much.
I get that.
Number two, I think I gotta go. I'll go the quarter pounder at two.
Quarter pounder is just fantastic.
Then McFlurry, then the Big Mac, and then the.
Yeah, here comes McCain in the comments about slandering the Big Mac.
What was the other one?
Dude, the McChicken.
The McChicken. McChicken last.
I like a McChicken, but.
Yeah. I don't ever get the McChicken.
I think I'd go McFlurry at five.
Really? Why is that?
It's expensive.
How much is a McFlurry?
Like $4, which is crazy.
That's an Oreo McFlurry. I'll just say what that is. If it'll tell me, I'm going to have to order it. Never mind, I'm not doing it. Oh, here we go. Oh. What is going on?
Mr. Mott loves the McRib.
I've never had it. Have you had it?
It just cannot be good.
That's what I'm thinking.
There's
too.
No way.
It's got to be like, I don't know, the most. I wonder what it tastes like.
He told me
it can't taste like ribs.
He just told me it's a rectangle hamburger.
We have, when it comes out, when it comes back, if it's ever back,
we'll have to go.
We'll have to grab it. Let's see.
Oh no, my list would probably be quarter pounder one.
Okay.
Big Mac two. McChicken three. Fries four. McFlurry five.
Okay.
I'm a big, like, if I'm going to go get something, I'm going to go get a sandwich. Like,
let's see what this thing looks like.
Oh.
There's no way there's any rib in there.
Bro, that is just rib-shaped ground beef. Like,
barbecue-flavored pork sandwich.
Featuring a boneless pork patty shaped to resemble ribs.
So it's not even ribs.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, I knew it wasn't ribs.
But, like, they ain't even trying.
They didn't even try to, like, process rib meat. Like, they didn't even take the meat from the ribs. Interesting.
All right, give me my top five, or am I doing one?
Sure. Here, I'll think of something real quick. Okay. I might just give you a chat. Why is it giving me, look at, this is the first thing it came up with. The ChatGPT came up when I said random top five ideas. Oh, eco-friendly home project. What? It's just random. Trying to think of something. Oh, we're buying those boom arms. Already bought them. Coming in on Tuesday. So hopefully this should be the last pod where we have to hold the microphones.
I just unmuted. I was eating the whole time. Bro, do foods.
Just foods.
Like something from somewhere. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm trying to think.
Showing I'd like Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Costco.
All right. Brahms. I know you're a big Brahms guy.
Here we go. Oh, God. You're going to hit me with something I don't eat.
All right. Let's just go with their fries.
Three.
Okay.
I feel like that's just like a baseline, like. Just say it.
A chicken sandwich.
They're good.
Yeah, like, I know you like their chicken sandwich.
But I don't know, like. Oh, two.
Okay. Biscuit sandwich.
Five.
Have you ever had a breakfast at Brahms?
Oh, no.
Cannot be good. Wait, what have we ever done? We've done three? Yeah. So you have chicken sandwich.
Two, three, and five.
Two, three, and five. Okay.
20 nuggets and fries down.
Calm little meal. What about just like a cheeseburger, like a bake, or like any cheeseburger?
One.
Okay. So you have four left?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. What about Brahms sauce?
Oh, doesn't deserve four. The sauce makes everything. Wow.
Just Brahm sauce.
One.
All right, so you have Brahm sauce at four. Okay. Yeah.
I feel like it's valid, but like it should be one because it completes. Yes. Like I put it on the burger, I put it on the chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Dip the fries in it.
Yeah.
And I'm not eating a biscuit sandwich anytime soon. Yeah. So.
No, that's. Biscuit sandwich should be in five.
Biscuit sandwich shouldn't be on the list.
What's the best thing? Is that a hamburger? You like?
I mean, it's just like.
Like their best meal.
Yeah, I should get like the number one or whatever. Well, the chicken strip dinner is underrated.
I just like getting the bag of burgers.
I mean, that's
just
valid.
Like if I'm just like trying to grab something fast and I'm hungry, like if I'm really hungry, I'll just grab bag. But yeah.
It's completely valid.
Yeah.
Well, there's our top five. We had some ideas from Mr. McNay.
What were his ideas?
Well, we're not dropping them now.
Oh. I don't even remember them, so.
Yeah, we'll try to work on that. We're going to get him on before the end of the year. And we will get the bracket challenge winner on.
Yep.
Whether that be Caleb.
Who's the other person?
Or Caden.
Okay.
They will be on the podcast.
Yeah.
To talk about their bracket and how they worked on their bracket.
Oh.
What?
Oh, wait, never mind. I was reading that wrong. I thought it said 13 minutes. I was like, there's no way. It said 30 minutes. Okay.
All right. I don't think we have anything else to discuss.
Not really.
All right. Thank you guys for watching and listening.
To us eat. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.